2 Corinthians chapter 6, if you got your Bible, then read through Corinthians and 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Remember too that shower on Saturday, Tasha, here at 10 to 12, and remember that if you will. Well, Paul had a great heart for the Corinthians. Verse 11, he said, "O you Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, and our heart is enlarged." Looks like to me he had a big heart for them. He loved them. And they had to be reproved for some of the things they did. But many of them were saved through his gospel ministry. And in verse 12, he said, "You're not straightening us, but ye are straightening your own bowels. Now for a recompense in the same, as I speak unto my children," notice that, "be ye also enlarged." It's a heart-to-heart relationship with the man of God and with them he had preached to. Then he gave them some very valuable instructions. Verse 14, he said, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." I want to try to preach tonight on these scriptures and preach on come out from among them. Yeah. Brother Donald, if you have prayer for me tonight, if you will. Amen. Thank you, dear brother. Well, here in the scripture tonight, very important scripture in a Christian's life, and he needs to take notice of what Paul said here about biblical separation. Now, separation here, the word separation, it necessarily meant here that we're to set off some boundaries by biblical principles and scriptures tonight that, the man of God said here, he noticed in verse 14, he said, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." The word yoke there means, my friend, a yoke. It means getting in the harness with somebody. In Deuteronomy, he said, "Thou should not plow with an ox and an ass together." And so when you're going to yoke up with somebody and you're not the same stripe or the same belief, you're going to have a lot of problems because God's man said, "Don't do it." And there's been many of them try to do it, but they found that to not be a good pull for them because you got to be pulling together instead of pulling against one another. And what we see in this day is many have tried to yoke up with unbelievers and they found out that just don't work. I mean, you can't yoke up and come in together. You take the ox and the ass. One's a clean animal, one's an unclean animal. One's stronger than the other and they just don't pull together. Amen. That's why tonight, thank God, when you get in a yoke, you ought to be in a yoke with somebody that has saved, somebody believes the way you do, and walk together in the grace of God. Tonight, you can't yoke up with just anybody. Thank God, there's no unity. I mean, these are different animals, amen. That's right. You can't put an ox and an ass together. There will not be nothing done because they're too different. And I'm saying tonight that God's man saying that you're not to yoke together with unbelievers. You can't get in their yoke and expect the blessing of God. You can't get in their yoke and expect to do any work for God. It's going to take two together. And when we tonight, thank God, try to yoke up with
unbelievers and get in the yoke with them, there will always be difficulty, and there's a lack, my friend, of doing the will of God because you are not pulling together. Amen.
And so you can't yoke up with unbelievers. Now, I won't say this tonight. The problem is we believe different. We just believe different. Amen. If you're saved tonight, you believe in Christ. You believe in the Word of God. A man that's not saved don't have faith in Christ. He don't believe the way you do. He can't because he has not the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's right. You take a man and a woman that comes together in holy matrimony and they come together and they get married. They marry to death, do them part. But if they're unsaved and saved, there's going to be difficulty in that pull. That's right. That's, my friend, the truth of the Bible. It don't matter what you do when you yoke up with people that don't believe right. There's going to be some difficulty. And tonight, that's just the way it is. Amen. The book says it. I'm preaching the Bible. And when you yoke up with somebody who don't believe the way the Bible teaches, then you're going to have some difficulty if you try to pull ain't God for God. I know that to be right. I can say that God Almighty has mercy on me, has had mercy on me. And brother, when I got married, we wasn't saved. But God has saved us and put us together in the will of God to do the will of God. And I bless His good name for that. But tonight I'm saying this. Ain't God He give instruction here? That they can't work together, they can't plow together, they can't be together in a yoke and do anything for God. He said, don't do it. He said, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Amen. You can't get in the yoke with somebody that's not a believer and, my friend, expect God's blessing. It won't happen. Thank God, you're going to have to come together in the will of God and do it God's way, or there'll be trouble, I'm telling you. Amen. That's right. Then he said, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What kind of participation can a righteous man have with an unrighteous man? Amen. There's none. That's right. I'm telling you, he said, what is it there? I mean, a man that's been made righteous by the blood of Christ and somebody that's unrighteous that never has been saved by the grace of God, then he says, don't yoke up. Don't get in that fellowship. And he said this. He said, my friend, what communion hath light with darkness? Thank God, that's a communion is about the close relationship you can get. And he said, what kind of communion hath light with darkness? They can't have. Thank God, the light expels darkness. Amen. That's right. And you can't have a dark and a light. Amen. You can't have night and day. God divided them in Genesis chapter 1. And He's still a God of division. Well, Jesus Himself said He didn't come to send peace on earth. He come to send the sword. And He said that sword will divide and it'll divide light and night. And I'm telling you this. Amen. You listen tonight. You cannot have light and walk in darkness. The Lord said, if we say we know Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. We can't walk in darkness and you can't yoke up with somebody in darkness and the wickedness and evil of this world and expect God to be upon it. He won't do it. And therefore, there must be a boundary line, thank God, that you and I draw that we absolutely say no to. And brother, stand with God and conviction of the Bible and don't go that way. Amen. That's right. Notice this here. He said, in what concord had Christ with Belial? I mean, how can they play the same instrument at the same time? The word concord there means harmony. I mean, brother, if that brother come up here and played the piano and I got on the organ, it wouldn't be much harmony. Amen. That's right. Somebody got up here and played the bass and they knew what that's doing. Somebody got up here and played another instrument, didn't know it wouldn't be no harmony. That's what he's saying here. You can't get in with people that's not of the same belief and don't have no harmony. Hey, what kind of harmony does Christ have with Satan? It's no such a thing. Amen. You're either on one side or the other. Hey, no such a thing as a man being in the middle of the road. Amen. The middle of the road, friend, will get you killed. Amen. You better get on the right side. And that's God's side. And when you're on the wrong side, hey, God, you need to see it and get on the other side.
side. In fact, whose side are you on tonight? Are you on God's side? Are you on the world's side? Amen. Are you on God's light? Are you in the world's darkness? Hey, God, are you on God's believing side? Are you on the unbelieving side? There's no between. Hey, you're on the one side or the other. People say, I think he might be in. Well, if he's in, he's on that side. If he's not in, he's not on that side. Amen. To be 99% saved, to be, my friend, 100% lost. You either in or out. There's no other way about it. And brother, tonight I'm telling you one thing, that you better make sure, thank God, you're in with God, and he's in with you. That's where you better make sure about, because if you don't know that, you'll end up going across the boundary and God Almighty set up. Amen. That's right. Amen, preacher. I know that's right. Notice this here. He said, in what part hath he that bleeth with an infidel? They don't have nothing in common. A man of God preaching the word of God to save people, they like it. You try to preach to a bunch of infidels, they're not going to like it till they repent. Right. Amen. Why should a man like the truth? Brother Joe said it this morning, the gospel is an offensive, it's an offensive message. It does afflict it, it makes offense, and it does offend. Notice this here, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? That agreement means that there's no union. He said, can two walk together except they be agreed? You got to agree with it to go with it, amen. You say, preacher, I don't agree with it, but I don't want to say nothing against it. You, my friend, how in the world can anybody say that they're not for, they're not against something? They don't want to voice opinion against it or a voice of truth against it and say, well, I just don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. We're more concerned about man than we are God in these days. And I tell you, if somebody hadn't told you the truth, you never would have got saved. Amen. The Holy Ghost had to confront you through truth and let you know you was going to hell and you was lost and you needed God. Amen. We're living in a day now we don't want to offend nobody. I mean, all these people today in the world, they don't agree with us, and they ought not agree with us. They're not one of us. John said if they had been of us, they no doubt would continue with us. But they went out that they might show what they really were. They never was with us. And tonight, if they're agreeing with us and told that the Bible and the Word of God, how in the world can they agree? My friend, hey, God did not walk with us. Amen.
That's right. God help us all. Notice what he said here. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I'll be their God and they shall be my people.
Right.
Notice what he said. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord.
Amen.
And touch not the unclean thing. I will receive you. I won't mention a few things you need to come out of. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about the dance halls neither. You ought not come out of there because you ought not there be there.
There you go.
Amen. You don't have to come out of something you're not in.
Right.
Amen. That's right, isn't it?
Right.
Amen. Billy Sunday said, I said Billy Sunday, I didn't say God said it. Billy Sunday said, there's no way you can have a praying knee and a dancing leg on the same leg. I say, that's right. I'm not going to preach against dancing tonight. God help anybody professing to be saved, born again, And we go to the dance hall, then they don't have, I don't believe they got true salvation. That's my take on it. Amen. I mean, God help. I mean, brother, I tell you what, I believe it was maybe Edwards, one of them old preachers up there, years back, I mean, up there in New England, he preached against dancing. Some, they voted him out. I'm going back that far. It must have been some ballroom dancing. Might have been some kind of movement. I don't know. Amen. That old girl danced for King Herod, and he liked it. He gave the head of John the Baptist because they didn't like what he said. He preached against adultery and preached against the sin they was committing, and they didn't like it. She didn't like it. She wanted the head of the man of God. And when he preached against their sin, she got it. Amen. That's right. One old preacher preached one time on how to preach your head off. Amen. He preached her off. Thank God they cut it off. When he said they didn't want to hear. And that's exactly right. But there's some things that you need to come out of the night. Amen. I'm telling you this. You need to come out of disunion tonight.
Right.
Let me make a statement here, and I believe this is what Paul's saying right here in the context of it all. Listen to what I'm about to say. This is what he's saying. He's saying anything or anybody that causes you to get off course, come out from it.
Yeah.
You want me to say that again? Anybody or anything that causes you or me to get off the course for God, then we need to come out of it.
Amen.
That's pretty tight. It's tighter than our little self-righteous brain wants to accept.
Amen.
Because there are some things we need to come out of.
Yeah.
When you nail her down and God says, come out from among them.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? So that means if I join the bowling team and they want to drink and cuss, I need to come out from them.
Amen.
Amen. Anything or anybody that causes me to get off course, then I need to come out from it. You know what Paul said to the Galatians? He said, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you?" Now in context, they had been hindered by a bunch of Judaizers that tried to get them to go back to the law and circumcision. In context, sir, when Paul said that they had run well, they had been bewitched. Bewitched. They had been fascinated.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of churches get in trouble. They get slick talking snake tongue people in that sound like they're real educated, and they bewitched by that. They fascinated by that. It pulls them away. That's what they can see. At these emotional things. Hey, God, that's why it's talking about that healing line today. And everything else that people look to. And they get pulled away. And brother, they are in disunion because they've got away from the truth. That's right. Come out from among that. Anything that would cause you to, or me, to get off the track or the course for God. I'll tell you something else we need to come out of. We need to come out of discord. Discord is disagreeing with truth and a clashing with it. I want to say this tonight, as the psalmist said, "Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it." Anybody, listen to what I'm about to say, that tears down the truth and the church, come out from them. Come out from them. Come out from them. If they're going to tear down the church and tear down the truth, then the Bible says, thank God, come out from them. There's no agreement. Take me. Dissemblers. You know what that is? That's somebody that's false accusers and false appearance. Well, this book's tighter than what most people want. Amen. Don't you love the truth tonight?
Amen.
It's just good for me. I mean, I've had my hide skin more than one time in this journey. I mean, I have. I've had the whole wool pulled off. Amen. It felt pretty good, though, in the summertime. Amen. I had some sheep one time. Old guy used to share them. Mr. Thigh come by and shared them one time. I kept them for a little while, and he said, "I'm not sharing no more." Well, man, I couldn't share them. I didn't know how to do it. I couldn't find nobody to share them. They went a summer or two without getting shared. It's rough on them. One old woman come by and said one time on the wagon, I still got a little aggravation on that, bring it up. She said, "You ought to shear them sheep." I want to say, "They ain't yours. Hush your mouth." Amen. That's right. It wasn't none of her business. I don't go by her. I don't care if her dog don't have water. It don't matter to me. That's up to her. I'm not a PETA. I ain't in that crowd. I think animals ought to be taken care of, don't get me wrong. But I don't treat them like humans. And I'm not going to. And he ain't my best friend. I married her. I don't want to get off on all that tonight. I know some of y'all really love your animals. I'm not preaching against that. But if you love your animal more than do your husband or your wife, you're in trouble. And your children. And you women talk to your dog, hey, sweetie, you're going to treat. Hey, get out here and mow the grass. I'm preaching the truth. I know some of them do it. You say, you know, I've heard them. See them carrying around in the cars and everything else and buying them hamburgers.
Yeah.
Hey, God help. Hey, I'm going to tell you, if I do it, just say, hey, just go ahead, brother. So just go ahead and say, what's wrong with you? I can imagine pulling that big old dog I got, throwing him in the front seat of my truck, taking him by McDonald's, say, give him a Big Mac.
Yeah.
It ain't happening, brother. I mean, I'm telling you, we in a big mess in this earth. I mean, and I tell you, said they love the creature more than the creator who's blessed forever. Amen. Treat your dog good. Don't you get out of here saying, preacher, preach against my dog. I ain't preaching against your dog. I'm preaching against how you act toward him. Most people couldn't take what my opinion would be on it anyhow. So I leave it alone because it ain't my business. Amen. I'll tell you one thing, praise God. We ought to come out from among them that's dissimilars that get in and sneak in the house of God and try to sow discord and try to sow my friend things against the truth. I'm just saying tonight, thank God, we ought to come out from anybody that would tear down the truth and hinder the truth in our heart and get us like that crowd over there in Corinthians. Paul said, he said, they say there's no resurrection. He said, there's no resurrection. There's no faith. There's no salvation. There's no God. There's no Bible. There's no a resurrection from the grave. I'm telling you, he said, they're a bunch of liars. Amen. That's why he said evil communications corrupt good manners. And that just isn't talking about your moral manners. That's talking about spiritual manners. Then we need to come out from division. I preached about this the other week. It's not about the glory of God. It's not about that. This is God's church.
Yes. Amen.
It ought to be for the glory of God.
Right.
Isn't that right? Amen. This ain't a preacher's show. Thank God this is God's church. I'm here trying to deliver a message to your heart. Thank God what Paul said here that would give you some wise instruction. Thank God and some healthy living and God's blessing on your life and God's fellowship in your soul. If you knew what I'm preaching tonight, I'm just saying this. Tonight everything ought to be done for the glory of God. If anybody's not for that, then they're not for what's right. A division. It's my way or the highway. That's the kind of attitude some preachers has got. It's my way or the highway. No, it's God's way. I just want to uphold God's way. If He'll give me grace, I want to uphold God's way. Amen. Amen. I know I'm the pastor. And I know I'm responsible for what goes on in this assembly as far as in the house of God. I know that. I'm going to give an account to the God of heaven for it. But I'll tell you this, friend. Are you listening to me? It's God's way.
Yeah.
That's the way God set it up.
Yeah.
The vision. I'm not concerned about God's glory. I'm of Paul. I'm of Apollos. I'm of Cephas. Get away from that. Come out from it. Amen. We're not disputing about that. That's carnality. That's what he said. You're yet carnal. You walk as men. It's not about you. It's about Christ. That's why Paul said, I determine not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ, Him crucified.
Yeah.
So I want to say tonight, come out from division. Then I want to say this, come out from darkness. He said, communion had light with darkness. Ephesians 5:11 says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That means somebody that wants to take you to sin. Come out from it. Young people, listen to me. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. And no matter who it is, anybody that wants to take you into sin, come out from it. Listen to me, Levi, everybody in here, young people, listen to me. Do not get involved with people that don't want to do right. I hear this a lot. I just got the wrong crowd. Well, they might look at me and say, I got with him the wrong crowd. If I got the wrong crowd, that means I'm in the crowd. Isn't that right? I always scratch my head at that answer. What happened? Got the wrong crowd. Well, are you the wrong crowd? Yeah, you the wrong crowd too. Yeah. Amen. Do you know every child is bent, I'd say most of them, is bent to get with the wrong crowd.
Oh, yeah.
They'd rather go to the tree that's got the forbidden fruit than to go to God.
Yeah,
shake your head, you did.
Yep.
Unless you had been saved at an early age and God spared you from it, you ate some forbidden fruits.
Right.
Amen. Why, it tasted better.
Yep.
When you was eating it, didn't taste good after you ate it. But see, what people want to say, oh, it's all right. Anybody that tries to justify sin and try to justify the way they're living, amen, to get by with sin, I'm telling you what, friend, they're not on God's side. That's just like high school reunion. I'd like to go to one just to preach, talk. Never have been to one. Why would I want to go and they're a bunch of drunks? I don't say that in a self-righteous way now. God help, I love them. But why would I go and try to, unless the power of God got on me heavy and put me in it. I'm not going to go to the dance and the drink. I guess I can get there early. Talk to them. Most of them come intoxicated. Yeah. What I'm saying is tonight, I mean, why would I take myself into that place and position and my friend end up in a mess and wonder why I'm in a mess? It's because I didn't listen to God when He said, come out from among them.
Right.
I am judgmental. I'm opinionated. Most preachers are, Brother Shane. They got, you know, opinionated.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe some things people tell me.
Right. Yeah.
I really don't. I just need to go see them. Don't ask me to bid on that, please. I wouldn't put no stock in what you just said. I'd put more in Apple than I would what you said. That I got to be around it. You know what I mean? I just got to go. I got to see these people. And we know what they're doing. I'm going to tell you what. Come out. And the next one's this. We need to come out from doctrinal error. Romans 16:17 says this. He said, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. I don't. I let you see if I got any bones in my hand right there. You got some, don't I?
Yes, sir.
I ain't got a bone in my body that's ecumenical.
Come on.
I mean, I'm not ecumenical. I'm not in the ecumenical movement. Thank God I believe that God Almighty raised up a church and it's the true church and there's a whole lot of false religions out there.
Yeah.
I'm not hooking up with it. I'm coming out from it. I come out from it. I was raised in the Methodist. It was dead as 4 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No man preached nothing. Went to the Lutheran to join the softball team, and it was worse.
Yeah.
They baptized a little old baby, sprinkled their head, called them to be reborn. That's heresy. That's from Catholicism. That's just a minor league of it. Then when somebody dies, they'll get up and say, now he was reborn over the waters of baptism. I'm going to stand up and kick him in the face.
Amen.
Back end wouldn't be good enough.
Right.
He needs his teeth knocked out.
Amen.
God's going to knock them out one day. He said that in Psalm 2. He'll break their teeth and laugh at them. You say, that's the kind of God I serve.
Amen.
He's a man of war. When they went through the rivers of the Red Sea, when the sea was open, and God put the Red Sea back together and drowned Pharaoh and the rest of that crowd, I'm going to tell you what happened. They got to see and said, thank God he's a drowned man and the rest of that crowd is. Oh, I know we just little puny Baptists now. We don't thank God like that. Oh, you don't know God then.
Right.
I know God's a God of love. I'm glad He is. If He wasn't, we'd all be in hell. I don't want to get too deep tonight. Some of you couldn't swim in it. You go home and say, I don't believe that. Search it.
Right.
That's that crap. Oh, God loves everybody. That's a lie. He said He hated Esau. And He also said He hated the soul of him and him that doeth violence. God help. He reprobated a bunch of people.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Right. Yeah, God.
I'm glad I wasn't born Judas. I'm just glad of that.
Right.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's a bunch of people out there tonight that's been deceived by a lie that come from behind the pulpit. And I'm telling you, brother, there's a bunch of people that's going down a broad road to hell. And tonight we ought not to be yoked up with it. We ought to come out.
Yeah.
You go back to the Potts' Book of Martyrs. Go back to the Trail of Blood and all them books that Baptist people was killed and done wrong because of the truth they stood for. And we want to be a little compromising days we live in now, the way the churches are. Ain't no power of God. Nobody don't get mad no more about nothing. I like what old Ralph Barter preached one time. Hey, he said these guys is preaching a God that nobody's mad at. Old David Brainerd got mad at God. He said, I can't keep the commandments. He got mad at God. He said, ain't no way I can keep that law God's trying to put out on me. Son, he got a conviction one day and saw it wasn't in him. It was in grace. And he got born again, became one of the greatest missionaries ever been to an American Indian. He died at 29 years old. Yeah, he didn't have to have a long time to make bring the glory of God out in his life. I'm attending that, friend. What we've got this day is we got a bunch of mingling and mixing. That's what happened with Balaam. The doctrine of Balaam wasn't no more than a bunch of mixing with the world and mixing with a bunch of hypocrites. And that's why the church got judged.
Right.
They said, Balaam said, go out there and put them Moabite women out there in front of them, Israelite men, they'll get in and mix. And what? Listen to me. Listen to what I'm about to say. The reason he didn't want them to marry that crowd was it would be idolatry. They would go after their gods. That's why he didn't want it. He knew they would. He knew them women that bring them men down at the bunch of heathenism and idolatry. That's why he said in that book there, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols?
Praise
God, I want to worship God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I ain't worshiping nobody but God.
Yeah.
I want to adore Him and Christ. As He said, He seeketh such to worship Him. And what's happened today is we've made a bunch of idols. You got to rub them. Amen. God help. I don't know why, Brother Keith, that we're so bent in the flesh to worship something that profits nothing. Son, there's people, I mean that Alabama and Auburn football game down there in Alabama, they was there watching that game, and after Auburn run that kick back and won the game, they said that woman got mad because the woman didn't take it serious, and Alabama lost the game and pulled a gun on her and shot and killed her. over a ball game. Idolatry. Idolatry. That's what it is. It's idolatry.
It is.
That's what it is. It's idolatry. Worshiping these sports stars. I saw the other day where a guy, what did he get? 280 million for 10 years. Can you imagine that? We're going to pay a guy $280 million to hit a baseball.
Yes, sir.
I mean, 280 million. I know he's a pretty nice player, but he's not 280 million ready.
No.
What's happened, preacher? Idolatry.
Yeah, right.
I like athletics. I got a weakness toward it. And I'm telling you what, we come in this day and hour where it's just become set up as idols in people's hearts. There's people literally fight and kill one another over a ball game that don't mean 2 cents. God help us. What's happened is we've left the path of God. We went after idolatry. Hey, went after a mindset of faith. And I'm going to tell you this tonight. Hey, brother, you say, brother, how it's your heart. Follow me around somewhere. I got people in the that hug my neck and say, buddy, I love you. And after I get through praying, they're doing all kind of Hail Marys. I tell them, what good is that? They do this. I mean this every time. That fellow says, pray for me. Preacher says, pray for me. I get to pray for him. I mean, get in there and pray for him. After I get through praying for him, you know what I do? I mean, what in the world? Amen. I mean, come out from it. Come out from it. Amen. You say, you pray, preacher. You telling me if I believe in another way, I'm going to hell? Yes, sir. Some of the biggest cults, they ain't nothing but cults. I mean, Charles Russell's one of them. Started Jehovah's Witness. He's a liar. The truth isn't in him. Denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you would think that I'm going to give them any Godspeed, you can forget it. No way. Anybody would deny Christ being God, and we're going to think, my friend, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to eat a good meal with him and tell him I love him. He hates God. He said, don't mention God's speech. He said, don't even invite him to your house. When they said they saved, are you that dumb?
Come on.
Campbell started the Church of Christ, water baptism regeneration. They believe you got to be baptized in their pool. Ain't that right, Brother Randy? He's got families been in it. I had an uncle was in it. He said he was. I don't know how much he knew about it. Campbell started that. I'm glad, thank God, Jesus started what I got. I'm not under the man. I'm not under some doctrine some man started, like the Book of Mormon.
Come on.
Go ahead.
What's that fellow's name?
Smith.
What's his first name?
Joseph
Smith. He said he's a prophet and priest of God. He said when Jesus rose again and appeared to him, he said over there, he said that an angel come and got him and took him to where the golden plates were. And this is the book God told him to write and all that mess. I'm telling you, it's a cult. It's not a God. And I'm telling you, there ain't no way under heaven a man can be saved and believe that.
Right.
Boy, they growing though, Brother Danny. Could you imagine this man here, and I trust what he said, he's a pretty smart fellow. He's read some stuff. He said the man was thrown out of many places because he was immoral and adulterer. Three of them. And they want to say Joseph Smith's a prophet of God? And they want to believe that book? And they believe Lucifer and Jesus were brothers? And they can have multiple wives? Yeah. And then I'm telling you, you've got to be real dumb to believe that. Or real blind. And reprobate.
Yeah.
Son of help. Let me tell you something. And I'm about through. I know it's been pretty rough on you today, but we'll get some grace in us next service. It's all right. Every once in a while, you need a good cleaning.
Yes,
amen. Everybody ought to appreciate the truth. Now, I'm going to tell you this. You will never help nobody as long as you go along with everybody.
Amen.
I'm not talking about going up to somebody saying something about what they're doing. I'm talking about going along with wrong doctrine. And just saying, yeah. You know what? Be honest with you. I backed off myself some. Because you know why when I got saved? I just didn't have as much knowledge as I had now. I was just ate up with zeal. And I'd tell anybody what I thought. And I'd make a crowd of people mad. Then I found out they was going to get mad when I said it, so I quit saying it. And then I need to weep now when I say it and have a burdened heart and pray and ask God to help me tell them the truth because I love them so much, and that's a whole lot more powerful.
Amen.
And I know people say, well, he thinks he's the only one right. No, I don't believe that. I know there's other people's right.
Word of God.
That's right. I mean, here's the thing. There's nobody right on everything besides God.
Amen.
Everybody's going to have a little bit of twist in them. You know that's right. That's why there's division. You can't get along. Even Baptist people can't get along. They'll argue over what color shirt you ought to wear. I'm just glad I'm free tonight and I'm not bound to that. I love everybody and I love you, and I mean I love people. I want to help them. But you can only help people inside the truth. You can't help them outside the truth. You've got to live truth, love it in truth, love them in truth, and give them the truth. And that's what will bring them to the truth. You can't love them, amen, and go along with the sinful ways and the false doctrines that they believe in.
Right.
And I've had people tell me, they say, preacher, I just don't believe the way you do. I said, I just know one thing, the Bible's straight.
Yeah.
And you got to believe it the way God put it in there. And if you don't, then you'll face God as being an unbeliever.
Yeah.
He said, my sheep, he said, you believe not because you're not of my sheep.
Yeah.
All his sheep believe him.
Yeah. That's right.
Believe it the way God said it.
Yeah.
And I don't know right here, brother, but he said, come out from among them. That means that next Sunday morning, you won't find me down at the church, the Christian Science Church. You won't find me down at the Catholic down the road having Lent. You won't find me down there. You won't. Somebody said, you're awful hard on them others. No, I'm trying to preach the truth to you. Thank God Paul said, Alexander the coppersmith has done me much evil. He said, Jesus said, you Pharisees and Sadducees, he said, he got rougher than what I've got rougher.
Yes, he did.
He said, you a bunch of whited sepulchres.
Yes, he did.
He said, ye generation of vipers.
Yes.
You know what he said there, don't you? He said, you're a bunch of snakes and all that, everybody in your family is.
Yeah.
Generation of them. That's what he said. He said, you're white as sepulchre. You're just dead men's bones. He said, you're all like that. He said, how shall ye escape the damnation of hell? That's what he said in Matthew 23. I've never preached that rough. But I'll tell you what, he got rough with them.
He did.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, the people that will suffer the more damnation in hell, it won't be the drunk on the bar seat. It'll be the Pope and that rest of that crowd's leading people astray.
Yeah.
He said, come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord. and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Amen.
I don't want to put my hand on nothing that God wouldn't approve. And I will be a God to you. I'll be your Father. And I will walk in them. Amen. God, I want you to tighten her down in my life and help me.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you tonight, brother, we're not separated people as it used to be. I'm talking about separated unto God through Christ and to truth. That's right. Amen. I talk to people every day. I write people. I do all I can to try to give them the truth. I'll love them. I'll help them. But I am not going to come and engage in some kind of falseness and idolatries. Amen. I'm not going to do it. If somebody wants help, they'll have to get it the way God said get it. And that's with the truth. Amen. That's right. Amen. I'll tell you, friend, you know, when Jesus started his church, he started with the men of God. He started with the disciples. He started with the apostles. And when he started his church, he built it upon himself. He didn't build it upon Peter. And he didn't build it upon me or you. He built it upon Christ. He's the only way the church has been built. Let's stand tonight and see you tired.